Hey guys, Liam Duggan here, captain of the 4WD podcast. We're driven by the Shelter Brewing Co. and are a part of Backchat Studios. You can support us on Patreon, where you can get bonus content and episodes before everybody else. Head to patreon.com/the4WD podcast.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
New vehicle efficiency standards. What do you think of when I say those four words, Roddy?
I don't know. I'll start to boil.
you did actually off air talking.
Look, I don't like that kind of stuff. You know, there are other things to go picking on, you know?
Yep.
I don't like that kind of, you know, like picking on, like, you know, like, tradies who are going to buy a ute and are going to potentially pay more to own a ute because it is emission stuff, and then you got SUV, four-wheel drives. But it's only a matter of time before they'll pick on that kind of stuff. I mean, they picked on bull bars for a while and stuff like that, and I'm sure it'll come back again, you know?
Yeah, so for everyone that's wondering what new vehicle efficiency standards is or means, and I think we need to note that, Jaden, correct me if I'm wrong, it actually – in the pipeline, it's not a confirmed hard.
Yeah, I don't think anything's confirmed yet. No,
don't take that as gospel either for people listening. But
well, yeah, don't take anything we say as gospel. Yeah. This is just something that's on the radar for us.
And what it is basically is anything other than really a small SUV. So anything above that is my understanding. So all of us, you know, with a four-wheel drive come under that. We're going to be paying more on purchase price, brand new. We're not sure about used, but brand new purchase price will be increased. Registration will be increased, and insurance on these four-wheel drive vehicles as of January 1, 2025 is the proposed date that this comes in. Now, Jaden can help me out a little bit on some of the stuff because he's sort of reading as we go a little bit, but basically it's to try and cut CO2 emissions and by that increase the price of what it actually is to own a four-wheel drive. Therefore, that's the way that they're saying they're going to cut the emissions down.
So something I just want to jump in with, which is indirectly kind of related. It's going to help get my message across here. I think it was Canada. I think they worked out if they had every single car that was electric in Canada, they would need to build 15 nuclear power plants to power all the freaking cars every car was electric. Some electric manufacturers, is it Polar or Polaris or something? Volvo maybe even.
Yep.
They have canned
Polaris is one.
Doing Polaris, electric cars because it's not feasible.
Right.
So hybrid is the way to go. But all these things they're just throwing out to people, it annoys the crap out of me because they cherry pick stats.
Yep.
They cherry pick stats so it works towards their agenda. I don't want to get political here.
Yep.
And like, I don't even vote, so I'm not political. But shit like that just makes my blood boil because they cherry pick things, they manipulate things that I can get, I don't know, whatever it is across the line that they're trying to get.
Yes. Yeah. So what you're saying is you think it's quite a small contributor.
I think it's.
And you think it will be to offset something else that potentially they see as more important that they can't.
Yeah.
Try and reduce.
Why not put this towards maybe big companies that buy massive fleets, like a mining company? What about the tradies? Bricklayers, you know, chippies, steelies, all these all these like, you know, like family owned little businesses, they're going to feel the brunt because you need a ute. Yep. People need a freaking ute.
Yep. So I've come across something here. I've got the document in front of me and obviously I haven't read the whole thing, but there are concessions that they're making apparently to heavier vehicles. So for example, the headline target that they're going is it's CO2 in grams per kilometers.
Yep.
So if the target for that vehicle is 141 grams per kilometers for one car, if a car weighs more than that, say it weighs 1,950 kilos, the effective target for that vehicle would be 156 grams per kilometer. So it increases depending on how heavy your vehicle is.
Right.
There's a set, there's a break point, like there's a limit that you can, that they're putting on it.
Okay.
But the heavier your vehicle, the more grams per kilometers of CO2 you're allowed to technically emit in a year, I think.
Okay. So, curb weight or GVM? That's the question.
Yeah, so that I can't see that in here, whether it's curb weight or GVM, but like I would assume that they're going by...
GVM.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's on a, like, not 100% sure. This is something that we probably have to put like another episode to discuss and all definitely. That.
So, it's on the radar.
Just from the outset. Yeah, something...
And yeah, I'm getting quite upset about it. So let's move on.
Yeah. Well, just before we do move on, and I Jaden's got in here as well, which I didn't realize when I was reading through it a week or so ago, is the credit system for if supplier comes in under the limit, they get credits. And
which
I'm assuming
they can sell.
So they can almost sell off credits to someone that doesn't another business that doesn't come under. So it's interesting all of that. But the one thing that I think it's really going to affect is if you are in the market for a four-wheel drive, consider that if this does get up, and it may already be up, I'm not sure, but if this does get up, when is the right time for you to purchase your four-wheel drive? Because I don't think it's going to be tens of thousands of dollars difference. But I think it is a few thousand, if not a couple more. So I think it's around potentially what they're, I suppose, predicting is it's about $5,000 on a Ford Ranger or a Toyota Hilux. So
it's a fair whack though.
Yeah.
That's a fair whack.
Yeah, absolutely. So I think that, and then plus your rego, plus your insurance is all increasing.
Which also goes up, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. As far as I'm aware, Jaden's deep in the books right now, so he'll have more for us. And I think we can cover this over an episode, but it's something to think of if my dad's looking at buying a dual cab ute currently. He's thinking it through and having a look at everything, and it's something that I think he needs to consider.